It's Body Puncture here, and I'm going to guide you through a period of Upekkha Bhavana practice. And in this particular period of practice, we're cultivating Upekkha toward a friend. Traditionally, Upekkha has the role of undermining attachment and aversion. And in the context of the Brahmaviharas, which are practices of developing love, we're working on overcoming the attachment and aversion that cause us to treat people differently and see them as more or less worthy of love. So when there's someone we don't like, we think they are less worthy of our love, of our kindness. When there's someone we do like a friend, we think, well, of course they are worthy of love. They're worthy of kindness and compassion. Upekkha trains us to see that all beings are the same on very fundamental levels. And one of those levels is that all beings have the potential for awakening. So that's what we're focusing on here. So let's just arrive. Arrive in this moment, in this place, in this body. Arriving with soft, kind eyes. Soft eyes and an open, receptive field of attention. Kind eyes, so that we meet everything that's arising with warmth, tenderness. And this being that you're observing, yourself, with its breathing body, its feelings, its mind, this being is capable of awakening. It contains the potential for becoming enlightened. And in fact, this is what you need. You want to be free from suffering. You want peace and ease. And these things can only be found in awakening, in enlightenment. As you call to mind a friend, be aware that the most significant thing about them is not that they like you, or they're nice to you, wonderful though those things are. The most important thing about them is they have the potential for awakening. They are a feeling being, they don't want to suffer, and yet they do. They want to be happy, to be at peace. And yet those things happen all too infrequently. And the fulfillment of their being, their freedom from suffering, their attainment of true peace and joy will come about through awakening. So let's encourage them along the way as an act of love. May you accept the arising and passing of things. May you abide in equanimity, free from attachment or aversion. May you know the deep peace of awakening. I'll just repeat those phrases one more time. May you accept the arising and passing of things. May you abide in equanimity, free from attachment or aversion. May you know the deep peace of awakening. So just continuing to support our friend on the path to awakening. just letting go of those phrases. In kindness, allowing the image of our friend, the thought of our friend, to fade from the mind. In kindness, coming back to our experience here and now. In this breathing body, this feeling body, that will only become free from suffering through the arising of insight and the attainment of awakening, which is your birthright. Just becoming more aware of those aspects of your experience that connect you with the outside world. The light and the sounds and the space around you. And in your own time, reconnecting more fully with the world by allowing the eyes to gently open.